And there goes the full time whistle, Declan. 7.5 minutes of injury time. That's what we had. Perhaps the referee's just happy to get these two teams in out of the way without any more drama or problems on the pitch, because that was a pretty ugly ending after that equalising goal from Derry. And in fairness, the two teams out in front of us are shaking hands. The management down in front of us too are shaking hands, and I think both teams at the end of all that, Declan, will be happy enough to take a point.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. I mean, the fact, I mean, obviously Harps had it there and just needed to hold out, but to be fair, over the amount of chances that were created throughout the whole game, Derry deserved to get something out of the game. They created 4 or 5 wonder chances, and another day they could have scored 2 or 3 of those. Mark McGinley pulled off some wonderful saves, and there were big chances for Derry City, and it just took a wee bit of time, and they get over the line. Eventually they're going to get a 2-2 draw, but as you say, both teams will probably be happy enough afterwards, and that's a big result obviously for Finn Harps coming up here and getting a draw. And you know, listen, another day they could have got 3 points, but Derry puffed and puffed and keep on coming, and they made a lot of good substitutions and attacking substitutions, and it ended up paying off with Thompson scoring an excellent goal from a corner kick that was never cleared by the Harps rear guard, and I suppose it was a wonder strike. And then we had the incident then with the sending off from that, with Mark McGinley getting sent off, and the goal scorer for Derry City, Thompson, getting sent off. Didn't see enough, I thought, just a lot of players getting involved in an action-packed game. The atmosphere was brilliant, 4 goals, some wonderful goals, and on top of that as well, especially the 2 Harps goals were excellent goals. Thompson was a wonder strike as well. Good header in the first half by Junior as well, early in the first half of the game. And excellent game of football, and having the crowd here of 1,000 supporters added to the atmosphere, and it's a great advertisement for the Electricity League.
Yeah, well, where do you start if you want to sum up that game? Derry City in front on 19 minutes through that headed goal from Junior. Harps equalising just over 5 minutes before the break with a wonder strike from Jordan Musto. We think he meant it. You can make your own mind up if you manage to catch coverage of that one. But anyway, Musto, 2 goals in 2 games for him. Brilliant goal, 1 apiece at half time. Harps started the second half well, and they moved in front just after the hour mark when Ryan Rainey scored. Cross coming in from the right-hand side from Seymour. Rainey, first time effort off the right boot into the bottom corner past the goalkeeper Nathan Gartside, and off the post in fact, and Harps 2-1 in front. Derry through the kitchen sink at Harps in those closing stages, and as you say, Declan, they made those changes, all positive substitutions, and it eventually paid dividends despite the best efforts of Mark Anthony McGinley, because he made a string of top quality saves. But it was Joe Thompson who scored the equaliser right at the death, as the game was almost ready to enter injury time. After that then, what can only be described as an ugly altercation involving a number of players in front of the Harps goal, eventually ending with red cards for the goal scorer Thompson and the Finn Harps goalkeeper Mark Anthony McGinley. And because Harps had made their allocation of substitutes, Johnny Dunleavy put on the goalkeeper's jersey, and he went in as a stand-in netminder for that period of injury time, of which there were 7.5 minutes. And thankfully for Harps, Declan, they held out
in the end for a well-deserved draw, and it's a big result. And what it does is it keeps the run going. They haven't lost, you know, and they were going for 7-1s, and to be fair, before the game, both Ollie and Higgsy would have took a point up here, and especially the form that Derry were at in the Brandywell as well. So, and the fact, I suppose, just a disappointing aspect of that would be they were 2-1 up and they held out until the 43rd minute of the second half, and then just, I suppose, they couldn't clear their lines, and the ball was bouncing around, and it came out the right-hand side again, and Thompson, to be fair, ball bounced and he headed it extremely well, high into the near post, high into the net, and give Martin McGinley no chance of that one. And as I said earlier, over all the chances that Derry created, they definitely deserve to get something out of this game, but sometimes that doesn't happen for you. But a great performance, really entertaining game, had everything you wanted. Johnny Levy never thought he'd end up in goals coming up to the Brandywell, but you can say he played in goals for once. But yeah, absolutely had everything, goals, wonder goals, entertainment, a bit of a scruffle and fight, and 2 players sent off. What more could you ask for?
Well, Sligo are remaining in third place in the Premier Division, but they have closed the gap on St Pat's above them because they've beaten St Pat's 2-0 tonight at the Showgrounds. That's a good result for them. Drogheda have held on to take all 3 points against Bowes in their home match. 3-2 it finished in that one. Drogheda were 3-0 up at half time in that game, and it looks as if Shamrock Rovers are going to hit back with all 3 points tonight in their game against Waterford at Tallaght Stadium. They're leading in that one by 2-0 into the closing stages of that game. Harps are 7th in the Premier Division. They're just the point behind Bowes tonight, but significantly they've played three games more than a side that they're playing on Monday night. So that's their next game, Monday night in Balbuffet, Finn Harps against Bowes. And well, we'll take a breather after all that action-packed encounter tonight at the Brandywell. A hugely enjoyable game, so many talking points, four goals, and it's finished here and stalemate in this Northwest Derby. My thanks to Declan Boyle for his contribution on co-commentary tonight. Thanks to Oisin back in studio for holding things together. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, from the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium, where it's finished. Derry City 2, Finn Harps 2.